Good morning. We are continuing our conversation of Netilas Yadayim in the morning when we wake up, and possibly when we're awake all night, that we wash Netilas Yadayim. And we brought that there are two reasons, and we'll bring it from the Orach HaShulchan, who learns from the Torah as follows. And this will be a concise review of what we said yesterday, that we learned from the Torah that the Netilas Yadayim that we wash in the morning and the bracha on Netilas Yadayim is for two reasons. Number one, the ruach ra, the bad ruach, literally air, but it's the impurity that descends upon us overnight. And when we wake up, we have to remove it by washing our hands, Netilas Yadayim, three times. And also we wash because we are about to daven, because of tefillah. So two reasons. Number one is ruach ra. Number two is davening. And now, in fact, there are a number of nafka minas, halachic differences, if the reason is because, the first reason, because of ruach ra, or because of davening. And we'll go through, Amir Tzashem, three of them today, and we'll continue next time as well. So the first question is, how about if you only washed your hands one time, not three times, each hand we're talking about, so you wash each hand one time and not three times, is that going to be effective? So apparently on a high level, if the reason that we are washing Netilas Yadayim is for the first reason, to remove the Ruach Ra is only removed with three washings on each hand, not one. However, if the reason is because of davening, it would be sufficient to wash one time each hand. So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, in Orach Chaim Siman Dalet, Shidaktik La'aros Mayim Ala Yadayim Gimel Pa'amim La'avir Ruach Ra'a Sheshor Aleihem. We have to be careful to wash each hand three times in order to remove the Ruach Ra'a. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that we have to be careful about washing three times specifically because of the reason of Ruach Ra. That is not so for the case of Tefillah. Tefillah would only require one, but Ruach Ra requires three. So that is nafka mina number one between the two reasons. Nafka mina number two is, do we say a bracha on the netila or not? So if it's the first reason, based on the first reason, Ruach Ra, removing the Ruach Ra, that would not be requiring a bracha. So if it's only because of Ruach Ra, we would not say Al Netilas Yadayim, because we are removing an impurity. We're removing the Ruach Ra. That would not warrant a bracha. However, if we're doing it for a positive reason, in order to daven, we want to daven, we're washing Netilas Yadayim, it's a mitzvah, not removing something negative, but doing something positive, then we would say a bracha. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Heicha shanetila hu mishum ruach ra levad. If the whole reason that you're washing is because of the ruach ra, to remove the ruach ra, then we would not have instituted, Chazal would not have instituted a bracha on that alone. The bracha is either on both reasons or because of the tefillah. That is the primary reason that we say a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim. And nafka mina number three, if instead of pouring from a kli onto the hands three times, somebody inserted his hands into the water three times. So you have your cup for Netilas Yadayim, and rather than pouring back and forth on the hands, you just put your hands into the water one, two, three times. Each hand three times into the water. Is that going to be effective or not? So apparently, based on the Ruach Ra, that's not going to be effective. Putting your hands into water and then reinserting them in the same water, you already made those hands, that water, ineffective. You were mitamet, and you put the Ruach Ra into the water. So you can't, it's not going to be effective to wash in the same water because of Ruach Ra, but because of Tefillah, on the other hand, that would be effective. So how do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Im kshich shech yadav letoch kli shamayim, if you inserted your hands back and forth three times into the same cup of water, that will be effective for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, but not for the Ruach Ra. It will not remove the Ruach Ra that is on them. The Taz says as follows, that when it comes to Ruach Ra, you need to pour onto the hands three times, and a minimum of three times, and simply dunking into the same bucket or the same washing cup. Even if you do it 100 times, it's not going to be effective because you are impure. You're making tamei that water. The Mishnah Berurah brings the name of the Prima Gaon, something very interesting. He says, how about if you dunk your hands three times into a running water? So it's not, you do it the first time and that water it goes away because it's a running body of water. And when you put it in the second time, it's new water. And the third time, it's new water. Or how about if you have snow? snow is on the ground, and you insert your hands into the snow in three different places. So it's not the same snow. So the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Prima Gadin in those two cases. Afilu hachi, nonetheless, it's only going to help for tefillah. You can say the bracha on the tilas yadayim. However, it's a suffix. It's unclear, it's a doubt whether this is effective in removing the Ruach Ra, because maybe you need to pour from a kli onto the hands in order to remove the Ruach Ra, and not simply dunking into a river or dunking into the snow. So we'll leave that as an open question. Is that going to be effective or not? And Amir Tashem, tomorrow we will continue the Nafka Minas between the two reasons we wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning, because of Ruach Ra, or is it because of the Tefillah? Have a wonderful day.